This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have Bonify's very own John Ainsworth and Equifax's very own Adam Gunther talking about the big announcement. Equifax and Bonify have struck up a pretty incredible partnership that will benefit credit unions here. So John and Adam are here to tell us all about it. So check it out. Hey, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have an episode for you. And we have the gentleman from Bonify and Equifax here. Let's do the introductions first. Right next to me, Mr. John Ainsworth from Bonify. John, how are you, sir?
Good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Happy dog days of summer to you. Or beginning of fall.
September's here before we knew it.
I know.
I think it's probably early summer since the last time we spoke.
Exactly. Yeah. This year has flown by. All right. Let's talk about something else really good. Adam Gunther, right below us from Equifax. Adam, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Welcome to the show. And we have a big announcement to reveal. Equifax and Bonify, a partnership. You guys have struck up a partnership and can't wait to hear more about it. So, John, I'm going to let you go first. Just give us a quick overview. And then, Adam, I'll turn to you and get Equifax's perspective as well. So, John, give us a quick overview on this partnership. How does it work?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Mike. Well, you know the journey of MemberPass and kind of what we've attempted to solve and, you know, to provide that kind of most private, secure, trusted way for a member to interact with their financial partners. And so that's been our journey. It's been, you know, apparent to us that with everyone going digital, synthetic ID, fraud, all of that is, you know, still a problem and even become more of one. So for us, it's, you know, this opportunity to validate that Mike is who Mike says he is. And it became apparent that some do it better than the others. And there's really an opportunity to improve that. And for us, if we don't know that Mike is who Mike says he is, and we live in our ecosystem, then we just let a bad character, and fortunately you're a good character, you know, but that risk is there. So for us, there was, you know, kind of a search to see what could we do for that validation as a service, as an enhancement to what we're thinking about MemberPass and our roadmap. And so that I reached out to Adam, and I'll let him discuss a little bit, but that's the problem we were trying to solve and why we actually pursued Equifax.
Fantastic. All right, Adam, the stage is yours. Give us a quick overview from the Equifax perspective.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And John, I actually remember when you called, because I got really excited because it was such a good timing moment. Because, you know, at Equifax, we're known for a lot in the identity and fraud space, what John was talking about, helping with that strong onboarding of users. So we have confidence that, you know, yes, that's actually Alice at the other end. But there's this myth in the industry that says, hey, if we're going to reduce fraud and really strongly identify somebody, that we have to introduce a lot of friction. And we had also been working on some new technologies, and part of this announcement is that Bonify is one of the first to adopt our new digital identity as a service offerings, which helps us not just reduce fraud, but introduce a better consumer experience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And why I was excited, because I know that this is what MemberPass and John's been focused on. So when he called, I said, you know, not only can we help you with helping to strongly authenticate somebody at the front, but let's talk about what we're doing around new experiences, mm-hmm. and everything just kind of grew from there. It was very synergistic.
Gotcha. I'm going to take a step back here, John. Okay, what sparked this? I mean, because you kind of alluded to it a little bit in your previous response, but what sparked this idea to partner with Equifax? And then, of course, Adam, we'll get your perspective as well.
Well, so to the point, I mean, they've had, you know, a number of utilities that can help address that problem. But in our world today, what we have typically solved for is an existing member with an existing credit, right? That's the relationship we've enhanced. But what became apparent is, well, if I want to be a new credit union member, and if I think about Open Your Eyes and all of the wonderful mm-hmm. things that are going on with that effort, at the end of the day, if I go to the website and say, fantastic, I want to be a credit union member, and I go put in the zip code and it sends me to a credit union and say, okay, fantastic, let me click the link. Well, the consumer experience is, let me print out a form, maybe let me mail you $5, and fantastic, I'm excited to be a new member. I mean, it's very friction-oriented.
Yeah.
And so this was really a focus of, okay, how do we help enable for those new customers coming in connection experience that credit unions would love to have as a member. How do we help enable that in still a safe, secure way, right? So that's really the experience where I saw was the opportunity for new credit union members coming in for new relationships, be it a primary relationship, be it a new automobile loan or what have you, right? So it's that new member coming into a credit union is really where I saw the opportunity.
And Adam, I mean, you said earlier that you got really excited when John called. So that must be a spark in itself. So tell us about that and how it kind of how things kind of proceeded from there.
Yeah, it was great. Well, you know, John and I had a chance to work together, even before I was at Equifax working in the identity space. And so I was already familiar with some of the work that was happening with Bonify. So just as a consumer, just identifying with the problem, like, you know, we don't have control of our identities. There's no consent. We're not in the process. And a lot of what, you know, was happening there was just exciting. And then to the problems that John was mentioning, you know, you think about that onboarding process and you're trying to deal with things like synthetic identity fraud. I mean, we've done research with other institutions like Bank Info Security that says 85% of financial institutions experience fraud in the account opening process.
What? Wow, that's a huge
number.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is I can go out, if I know where on the dark web, and I can piece together different information that on the surface looks like, hey, that's a real person. And by the time fraud is detected, they're too far through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do today with things that we offer like digital identity trust is we can help detect things like where is synthetic identity fraud happening? Is this a real person? Is this a not person? And help give scores around that. So bringing that in, bringing in what we can do with, you know, people being able to identify their documentation, mm-hmm. Like, hey, is my driver's license real or not? Technology that we have around what we're doing with our acquisition of Count and the Count Identity Trust Network and being able to bring that all in and package it in a way that we can infuse that to MemberPass is just, I don't know, it's exciting to me because I just think about the benefits to the consumer.
Oh, nice segue, Adam, because I'm going to stick with you. I want to get the benefit message here for a credit union when you guys present this to a credit union. So what's the benefit message here? And then ultimately it trickles down to the members, right? So what do you see? And then John, I'll get your perspective as well.
Yeah. I think there's a few. I think it's all kind of dealing with the problem everybody's trying to wrestle with right now, which is just with what's happened with the global pandemic over the last couple of years now. It's hard to believe we're saying it over the past couple of years now when we say that. But it's just driven digital experiences to a whole new level. Like even if somebody wanted to do what John said before, I'm going to fill out a form and I'm going to mail you $5 and congratulate like people don't want to deal with that. The post office is slow. They don't want to go into a branch. And so digital just becomes that much more important.
Mm-hmm.
But so how do I do that in a way where I can, one, give users more control? So they're not taking a back seat. Nobody wants, you know, the Facebook identity approach and where's my data and what's happening. So transparency is key here.
Yep.
But doing that in a way where we can help credit unions really convert more good users, know who they're doing business with. And onboarding is step one to all the interactions a member has with a credit union. Mm-hmm. And this is really, to me, it's step one on a journey for the credit unions. It's not this high friction onboarding. It's let's onboard and seamlessly bring you into further steps. And like, to me, if the member doesn't even realize they're onboarding, it's just like, I'm doing business and I was onboarded and things were happening, then we're getting things right. This should really be transparent and simple.
Yeah, it's that first impression we all talk about is so important. This really sets the stage, right, John? When you're far as the benefit go for a credit union and a member, right?
Yeah, and I want to stick with the member for a second because you know, I guess it's been 3 years ago since I had my trip to Estonia and we got to celebrate the partnership with European Credit Union of the US, right? But one of the observations was, what does it look like for a consumer when you have the ability for this permissioned exchange to where everything's digital, where I can say, yes, I give you permission to give information from this, you know, tax authority to this institution to basically do my mortgage. You know, what does that look like? And what does that require for me as a consumer to be protected, right? So we already saw kind of where that is. We already know what GDPR is, right? We already know some sense of open banking. So we know where it's going, right? So the consumer, the member is going to have more things they can do digitally, right? We already know that. So it's not a matter of what the future is. We already have examples of that. But if I look today, the reality is nobody's protecting me, right? I kind of look at it as kind of a shield and a mop, right? Most of the things around identity protection today are really more a mop. You know, it happened to me, it's already over. Somebody tries to help clean my life up, right? But how great would it be if there's actually a shield in front of it so that it never happens? And so for me, this has obviously got benefits to the institutions, right, for credit unions. But as the member, once they start getting more permissions that they can do things, the expectations of you keeping me safe and you keeping my information private and secure and transparent, as Adam says, you know, that could be a game changer. And mm-hmm. so for us, we think that's an opportunity. But it's all about the member, keeping them safe and secure.
Yeah, I see it as a value add for the credit union. And then there's a cool factor from the member perspective when they're doing this really cool digital onboarding now. So, I mean, there's so much value in that, but it's also kind of jiving with what's going on right now with this digital, dare I say, revolution, you know, this digital journey that we're all on. And so you guys are right there at the tip of the spear, and it's really exciting to see. So, and that kind of leads me to my next question, John, is like the goals you have with this partnership specifically, what goals do you have? And, right. and Adam, I'll ask you the same.
So I think, you know, I'll use a short-term goal and a long-term goal.
Sure.
You know, short-term, there's an immediate problem today. Synthetic ID, digital fraud, that's a real problem, and we're losing a lot of money, right? So in the sense of bringing the best in the industry today to, you know, credit unions and their members, that's the short-term goal. You know, we'll enable that, it'll be fit for purpose, it'll be for, the, you know, kind of the right economics. So I think that's the short-term goal, is to make sure credit unions aren't the weak link in the financial systems. That's the short-term goal. You know, longer-term is this digital onboarding and journey, and as we think about our product roadmap and then enhancements, you know, longer term, there's a number of value sets that we can bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all know that, you know, we talk things of like open banking and all, and those are not quite ready for U.S. prime time. But it's important to set the stage of how do you offer that short-term benefit and impact, but you're still setting the right steps so that you can participate, you know, as it comes along. So those would be the kind of short-term and longer-term.
Gotcha. Adam, from the Equifax perspective, what do you guys hope to achieve with this partnership here?
Yeah, I think our goals are very much aligned, which is why this is such
yeah.
Like I'll just piggyback onto John's one and two. I think the first one, just to say differently from where we can help, it's really around continuous integrated fraud prevention. Like to do that and be able to onboard a member and protect from synthetic identity fraud, to protect from third-party fraud account takeover, it's not even just that onboarding. What we're doing here, where we're actually connecting our data and analytics and identity and fraud capabilities into the member pass, mm-hmm. is it helps keep that always on and secure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what can help enable the whole notion of member pass, which is it's this network. And as a consumer, I'm not in silos with every credit union. I can help leverage and bridge and control and consent experiences, you know, across the whole network of people that participate mm-hmm. in the member pass.
Yeah.
And then I think long-term, you know, I hope this is the beginning of some real long-term things we can do.
Absolutely.
You know, once we've connected these systems, like we've built in the hooks to all of our data so we can continuously enrich profiles that the member wants to consent and do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other types of data that we provide in Equifax and things we do around credit, around employment that can help. Once we solve that initial problem, we can start to enable even better user experiences, start to break down things today that are multiple processes mm-hmm. for members of credit unions. And the work that we're doing now in the technology is positioning us to really grow this as it takes off.
Completely. And so Adam, put yourself in the credit union seat. And what does this partnership mean to a credit union as you all kind of approach them? What would this mean to a credit union today?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that I've heard when I talk to credit unions a lot is they're wrestling with kind of two challenges, like from you know, where they're fighting, you know, to keep customers. I think one is you've got all these startups that are out there in the fintech world trying to do new innovative digital banking type solutions. And then at the other end, you have like these large big banks. And credit unions always offer that nice personal touch, that member experience, but they struggle sometimes on the technology side. And I think what we're doing here is like, let MemberPass and Equifax and Bonify and Equifax solve that problem for you. Like we're bringing our technology together that can help give them an edge where they can bring forward what's great about a credit union, but have the technology
advantage is the advantage to the data that we can bring in that they can compete with the rest of the market and differentiate for their members.
Yeah, that certainly backs it up big time. John, I'm going to pose the same question for you because even you've been working with credit unions for many, many moons now, and you know them backwards and forwards. Yep. So if you were in the credit union seat, what does this partnership mean to a credit union from your perspective?
So if I put on my risk and compliance hat for a second,
okay,
and I know all the things that I have to comply with from a KYC standpoint, right? So I've got that kind of as an impediment, but I know missionally, I want to approve new customers, more customers, right? So we talk about different segments of underserved and underbanked. And so for me, this starts to be an enabler to connect the dots, right? So I get, you know, pieces of information, non-traditional information, more information that can give that bigger picture, that bigger profile. So I can start to say things, you know, more, yes, that could be opening account, that could be for a loan. So I think the ability to leverage that data and those extended sources start to let me be able to say yes more, but still satisfy all the regulatory parts. So I think that's one. I think also the second thing is, you know, if you think about credit union members, I could have been, you know, a member for a decade. And yeah, you did something to verify me when I opened the account.
Right.
You may have done little or anything as I've kind of grown. And so yet again, making sure they know who their customers are and they're able to have that kind of interaction. I think that's really what, you know, a credit union would be looking at. And I think to Adam's point, digital, you know, everybody talks about the technology enablement. Okay, well, what does that let me do? You know, so I think for that part, there's some added utility. You know, it could be as minimal as I don't have to repetitively fill out forms again, right? It could be something as basic as that. It just helps my daily life so that they have more yeses than someone saying, you know what, I give up. It's too friction. It's too hassle. You know, or you told me no. I think that's the other part.
Yeah, and from the consumer perspective or a member's perspective, when I see my credit union doing things like this, enhancing their technology capabilities, I know that that instills the trust and the loyalty there. And I know my credit union gets it. So when you guys, have this partnership and when you approach a credit union, I would think their members would just be thrilled to have something like this in their back pocket. So really cool stuff, really cool stuff. Hey, and I lied, guys. I have one more question. I always ask, is there kind of anything else you'd like to add to wrap up? John, I'll let you go first on this. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Because I know there's still more messages out there for folks. So,
For me, the main thing is today, you know, people know MemberPass is an app. You know, I go to the app store, I pull it down, and then I use that app experience. That's what they see MemberPass as today. This enables MemberPass to really become that portable digital ID, right? Mm-hmm. So in the online world, it's not necessarily about just the app anymore. Really, it's like, what am I doing online? So for me, it's an expansion of MemberPass, and it really becomes that portable digital ID, interoperable, all of those wonderful things. So for me, it's a product expansion beyond what they know MemberPass is today. So call it 2.0, 3.0, you know, we always love versions, right? So it's the enhanced and expanded MemberPass.
Yeah, and being and watching you guys from day one, John, it's just amazing the evolution that you that it has progressed with this technology. It's really exciting to see. And again, sky is still the limit with this stuff. So it's really exciting to see how you guys are growing and partnering with cool companies like Equifax. So said, Adam, any final words here? Any final thoughts on this topic?
I think that the thing that I always hone on is that I really want to bust that myth that says you have to choose between protecting your business and reducing fraud and then providing good consumer experiences. Mm-hmm. And I love when John said, say yes more, right? Yeah. Convert more good users. You can actually do both. That is achievable. Advances in technology have allowed that. And that's ultimately what we're trying to help.
Yeah. Good. Well said. Well said. All right, gentlemen, I know you got a lot of work to do, so I won't hold you back any further from your jobs, but we appreciate the time. And I think we're just scratching the surface here. This is just the tip of the iceberg. So I really look forward to more big things from you guys here in the near future. So we'll be watching for sure.
Awesome. And thanks for having us.
This episode is sponsored by Correlation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions.